And welcome now to the midday for Wednesday. I'm Norman Gilliland, and there's some exciting doings in the offing in Milwaukee as Florentine Opera's next production is Fledermaus, that great work by Johann Strauss the Younger. Die Fledermaus is a work from 1874 when I'm not sure how Strauss had time to write it because he was still churning out, you know, hundreds of waltzes, so many waltzes he started coming up with these sort of strange names for them because he ran out of ideas. But we have cast members of this upcoming production. And Jamie Rose Guarin, welcome.
Hello.
And Jonathan Beyer.
Hi.
Who's also here. And William Florescu, who's the executive director of Florentine and comes by from time to time. Welcome back.
Happy to be back. Thanks for having us.
Traffic not too bad?
Not too bad. This way. Going back will be interesting.
Okay. Well, good luck with that ahead of time. And the word fun came up in regards to this operetta by Johann Strauss. And it's the first word I thought of. And then it came up, sure enough, in conversation with you all. So what's so much fun about it, Jamie Rose?
Well, it is a beautiful comedy. So a comedy set to lovely, lovely tunes that stay in your head. But the plot is sort of a fun romp through this fun day and party. So I would say it's just as fun for us on stage as it will be for the audience. But it's sort of a caper. And my colleague here, Jonathan, is the puppeteer of this caper and story of mistaken identities.
Caper, literally. I mean, I think there are some capes if you're talking about bats.
You know? Correct. Yeah, that's right.
Is a bat.
And right. Each character who comes in is more absurd than the previous one that you just met. So it's really a large cast of goofy characters. So fortunately, it's been cast with a group of goofy singers as well. So the rehearsals have been very fun, and I think that humor is infectious, and it's carrying through to the actual show itself.
I got that impression just from your time here off microphone. There's some interesting shenanigans going on behind the scenes.
Yes.
Before I forget, I should mention that the performances, there will be three of them.
Two of them?
Okay. Which one does not belong, Bill? May 13th, May 15th, May 16th?
No, just 13 and 15.
Okay.
Yeah.
May 13 and May 15, Eline Hall in Milwaukee, which is the usual site for Florentine productions. And I'm guessing there will be some waltz tempos in this operetta.
Absolutely. There are tunes that stay in your head all day long. Lots of waltzing from the pit on stage. Beautiful costumes. We are in the height of Viennese society, and it's a very visually luscious production, I would say, based on what we've seen so far as the costumes and from the stage.
And some of the dancing, just so you know, is intentionally supposed to look ridiculous.
Yes.
And some of it is supposed to look elegant. So I take turns at both, I guess. Yes.
Could cover a multitude of shortcomings, though, couldn't it?
Exactly. Oh, so right through that one.
I meant to fall over acting there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, get us into one of these samples from the operetta, Bill. It starts, we have a duet here.
Right. Rosalinda, who's sort of the mistress of the house, has a former lover, Alfred, who's sort of a ridiculous Italian tenor, who... His personal aphrodisiac is his voice that he sings snippets of Italian opera with, which makes her swoon. And this is the love duet that they see, sort of him pulling her back into his web through the use of his voice. And it's a very fun thing that sort of sets the tone for the whole operetta.
This is from a performance that featured the Royal Concertgebouw with Nicholas Harnoncourt conducting. And let's see. Singing the part of Alfred here is Joseph Prochka, and Rosalinda is Adita Gruborova.
Right.
Thank you.
a duet from Die Fledermaus, the operetta of Johann Strauss, and the Waltz King inevitably got some of those waltz rhythms going in there. Now, the maid, I would usually think of, that's the part you're playing,
yes,
Jamie Rose.
Yes, correct.
Isn't that supposed to be a subsidiary role?
Oh, well, you know, I don't know. I will say that one, Adele, although she may be the maid by day in the show, by night she has the dream to be a famous actress.
Aha.
So as one of the very first people who hit the stage at the top of the show, we see her plot line of her goals. She wants to be famous. She wants to be a star. So that underlying sort of her motivation is what sort of pushes her, that longing for the stage, throughout the whole piece.
Well, she does get what's perhaps the most famous aria from the operetta.
Yes.
What's she laughing about in the laughing song? What's going on there?
Well, as Jonathan said earlier, this is a case of mistaken identities throughout most of the second act, where we all show up at this fancy, fancy party. And I've put on the persona of this famous actress, Olga.
What are you wearing?
And I'm wearing my mistress's dress, which I have surreptitiously swiped from the house at which I work. So she shows up in this fancy gown, and her boss, Mr. Eisenstein, unfortunately begins to identify her. He notices her distinguished facial features. Anyway, so I show up at the ball in my mistress's dress. I start to get called out by my boss. And so then I have to show this whole chorus of guests that, well, of course, he is just silly. I could never be mistaken for a maid in this beautiful dress and all this.
What a laughable idea.
What a silly marquis he is, which he's not a marquis at all, but he's putting it on. Everybody's putting on a show. So okay. I'm trying to convince the audience.
Are you ready for a little time travel now?
Sure.
All right. Well, back on December 31st, 2003, Wisconsin Public Radio broadcast live a New Year's Eve concert. It was the Madison Symphony, and you were one of the featured artists, and you were singing this very aria, The Laughing Song, from Die Fledermaus. And, you know, the technology has changed over the years, so you will actually hear a couple of, I hope, minor dropouts in this. But there are a lot of laughs nonetheless, and this is what you sounded like, these 12 years ago and some.
Wow. Woo.
Here we go.
Okay, I'm ready. There's more than meets the eye. soprano Jamie.
There you heard just a little bit of Vicky Nunn, my co-host for that occasion. And we'll have to see if we can't get that resuscitated from the ether of bygone radio and get some of those little technical glitches fixed. Mm-hmm. But what did you think, Jamie Rose?
Well, it was a nice little trip back in time. That was a nice concert. I remember John put on Maestro Domain put on a very fabulous party that evening.
Some people remember some things about a performance, some things people remember others.
Mm-hmm. The Swedish and Russian judge gave it a 10.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right, yeah.
But that was one of my very first arias. But here at Florentine, this is my first time performing the role in its entirety. So thank you to Bill for putting this awesome band together, all this great group of singers and people.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's actually the opera itself is, as we've implied, kind of a party.
Oh, yes.
The Fledermaus. We have some more here, a bit more at least. And this comes from the finale. We actually get to hear the Fledermaus himself in this, right?
Yes.
We get to hear Jonathan.
Yes.
This is his part.
Brüderlein. Yeah, this is... Well, you could say a little bit what sets it up.
Well, we are singing this production in English, which I think is a really nice choice. And then there's also all these dialogue bits where a lot of the fun jokes and shenanigans are happening. And each song, as you hear, it's kind of fun and cute. But this is a moment that happens in Act Two that I find a bit more sincere than some of the others. Almost every duet, aria, ensemble has a bit of joke to it. Uh-huh. And this is a genuinely kind of nice moment for everybody.
It's got to have one of those to give it a little bit of weight.
It's obviously my favorite tune, as I am the featured soloist in this portion of the opera.
It's a laughing song for you. But
I'm on stage for the laughing song, which is a treat, because if you thought that sounded good, it sounds even better now. So this is sort of a nice, heartfelt, nostalgic moment in Act Two that I enjoy very much.
All right. And again, this brings us back excerpt brings back the Royal Concertgebouw Orchestra, Nicholas Arnenkor conducting, and we'll hear as Eisenstein Werner Hollweg, and part of Adela is Barbara Bonney. From the finale of Die Fledermaus of Johann Strauss, and the entire thing is going on May 13th and 15th, Eline Hall in Milwaukee. It's the Florentine Opera, and it's a performance that will include my guests today, Jamie Rose Guarin as the maid who gets, well, let's say, a pretty darn good part, as it turns out.
Pretty darn good.
Yeah. And then Jonathan Beyer, who is, are you the bat?
I am, but I'm my character is pretty upset about everyone calling him the bat. So that's what launches the whole show. Yeah,
it sounds better in German anyway to be called a Fledermaus.
Somehow. Doesn't it sound more elegant?
Yeah. More artistic. And full performance, full cast. What do you do for an orchestra, William? I don't know if we ever talked about that.
Milwaukee Symphony.
It is the
orchestra.
Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra.
For most performances, we have them in the pit. So we're really very lucky having one of the better pit orchestras in the country. So it's one of the luxuries I have is I never have to think about, will the orchestra be able to play the repertory I picked?
Which is varied. Your repertory is quite varied. Is it Sister Carrie? Is that the next one after
that's our world premiere in the fall.
Yeah,
right? Which will be recorded and released commercially, actually.
Oh, so, no kidding.
Yeah.
All right. We'll break some legs, but take care of the voices.
That's all right. We need our legs, too. We're waltzing, remember?
Oh,
yeah.
That's true. You have to be careful with it. Stick to that three-quarter time there. Well, pleasure having you on the show, and look forward to the next time you're in the neighborhood.
Thank you.
Thank you, Norman.
Thank you.
Next stop is our 12:30 quiz question here on WPR.